Good afternoon. This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Simon James with local news for November 18th, 2021. Jefferson County Public Health reported 4 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. This brings our total case count since the beginning of the pandemic up to 1,233. There are currently 26 active cases in isolation and 5 people currently hospitalized due to infection. Jefferson County's 2-week case rate did experience a significant decline between mid-October and the beginning of this month, but in the last 2 weeks that rate has plateaued again and climbed slightly from 182 to 202 per 100,000. Port Townsend Schools recently received information of 2 positive cases of COVID-19 within the district. One was at Blue Heron Middle School on November 12th, and one was at Salish Coast Elementary on November 16th. For privacy reasons, they do not specify if the people were students or adults. The schools are currently following their established COVID protocols and the public health guidance in response to these cases. Anyone identified as being possibly exposed will be offered a rapid antigen test at the school. These individuals are not required to quarantine unless they develop symptoms. The affected areas will be cleaned and disinfected following CDC and Washington State Department of Health guidance. It is important to note that if you have not been contacted, you or your child is at no additional risk of exposure related to this event. Another precaution the local schools are taking with the upcoming holidays in mind is asking that parents delay travel until children are fully vaccinated. If a student is unvaccinated and travels or attends events with the risk of COVID-19 exposure, the Port Townsend School District strongly encourages parents to have them tested before returning to class. Each school will provide free rapid testing to students at 7:30 a.m. November 29th and January 3rd. Today, November 18th at 5 o'clock p.m., the Intergovernmental Collaborative Group will be holding its final meeting of 2021. This is an organization made up of representatives from the governing bodies of Jefferson County, the City of Port Townsend, the Port of Port Townsend, and Jefferson County PUD to produce community actions to recover from the impacts of the pandemic. Their stated mission is to provide a forum for community leaders to collaborate on urgent local issues of housing, economic development, infrastructure, behavioral health, and food security. Today's agenda will include a discussion of key infrastructure projects such as the Point Hudson Preservation Plan, Glen Cove Infrastructure, Jefferson County International Airport Development, and the Olympic Gravity Water System. All meetings of the ICG are subject to the Open Public Meetings Act, and information on how to participate and to provide public comment can be found at www.jeffcotogether.net. The Northwind Art School has released a winter catalog this week featuring a course load that reaches pre-pandemic levels for the first time, including 16 local and 8 visiting teaching artists, with 36 in-person and 16 online courses scheduled from January through April of 2022. For youth, there will be 2 spring break workshops in April, including pattern layering with Dana Weir and graphic novels and comics for teens with local artist Dana Sullivan. Thanks to gifts from donors, the classroom space in Building 306 at Fort Worden includes a new air filtration system, project equipment for seeing art demonstrations clearly from a distance, and additional tools and supplies. Northwind Art continues to follow mandates and require students and teachers to be vaccinated and wear masks. In-person class sizes are limited to 8, so students are advised to sign up early. The Elwha River Bridge on U.S. Highway 101 west of Port Angeles reopened Wednesday morning after being shut down due to Monday's rainstorms. However, the West End remains largely cut off from ground traffic access due to continued closures on Highway 101 and on Highway 112 west of Joyce in multiple places, according to the State Department of Transportation. They're working really hard. We just don't know when it will open, said Stephanie Randolph, DOT Olympic Region Communications Manager. Up-to-date road conditions and closures can be found at DOT's Twitter feed. A major landslide on State Highway 112 broke a water main into Siku, depriving residents of fresh water. Bottles of water were flown in by volunteer pilots of the Clallam County Disaster Airlift Response Team and were available for those residents without water service. Clallam Bay residents remain under an extreme water conservation notice. Officials expect the reservoir to be empty today, which is why the water bottle distribution was moved to Clallam Bay Fire Station 60. The PUD said it had not been able to refill the water reservoir because of the same water main break that was keeping Siku dry. A record was set at the Quileute Airport near Forks on Monday for the most daily rainfall recorded on November 15th. There were 4.05 inches of rain observed between 12 o'clock a.m. Monday and 12 o'clock a.m. Tuesday, according to the National Weather Service. And that's it for today's local news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon, Monday through Saturday, and at 5 p.m., Monday through Thursday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Simon James. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.